Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, we've got a drive moment today, and we want you to be honest.
Please.
We want you to be honest. Do you actually pay attention to the budget speech? Or do you just wait to see petrol and food prices, maybe cigarettes and alcohol?
Mm.
For most people, when they hear budget speech, it goes in one ear and out the other. That's what we call stereo. It sounds important, but unless it affects our salaries, electricity, or food prices, many of us just check social media for the highlights later. So today we are just asking this question. Do you actually pay attention to the budget speech, or do you just wait to see petrol and food prices go up? Do you think ordinary South Africans really benefit from these speeches, or is it all just talk? To be quite honest, if they say there's a budget speech at 11 o'clock, even when I'm free, I don't think I'll really stress about watching it at that time. I might later on just look at the highlights or read about it.
I don't remember the last time I sat down and really watched a speech of any politician. I don't wanna lie. Mm. Let alone the budget speech. A speech of any politician.
State of the nation, state of the province.
I've never listened to any state of the province. And there was a point where I was invited to perform just before. You know those vibes.
Like Bucket and Razor.
Yeah, I didn't sit to sit there and listen. Like
attentively, actually.
No. I don't want to lie. That's why, let's be honest, Mafit. With the budget speech, even worse here.
Yeah.
I will wait for Okoku to give me. Because the thing is, maybe it's the language that they're using. Mm. Maybe, consider. It's the language that they don't simplify things. So if they say petrol yehlile, what's the real reason which petrol is a tube up?
Do you know what, for me, and now, okay, I'm...
Kill the stew. Stewart.
I'll concentrate. So for me, I think all the speeches are too verbose, right?
Verbose. I think
there's too much information at the same time for us to dissect. I think there's just too much being said. I feel like actually, because it's about the highlight speech, but it's not even the full budget or whatever, right? I feel like they should highlight it some more. Say, this is what's going to happen. There's budget allocated to education. Yeah, 5 million. 5 million air, go bring it to that
Simplify it. Yeah.
Don't give me so many words, an hour long speech. We know that people can barely concentrate for 15 minutes.
Mm.
If your speech is more than 15 minutes, it's too wordy.
So the only time that most of us actually listen to a politician was when the president was closing the country. And when was the president was opening the country during COVID? That is the time that we had a lot of interest.
And our interest was not of what he said. Mm. Our interest was for how long?
Because
what we remember is the 21 days.
But we still listened.
Yeah, we listened. Mm. We listened because we were waiting for that moment with Sivalile for 21 days. After that.
And it's Shona Gangagana.
Yeah.
You know, there was also anxiety. You spoke about anxiety at the beginning of the show. There was a lot of anxiety around that. So obviously our interest heightened, right? But if you're listening to the budget speech and you're worried about your community and what's going to happen, and the Minister of Finance says, Lalelani, we are building 10 schools in this financial year. 2 are from Dube, 3 are from Go Midlands. You are listening, you're tuning in. But right now, what he will say is that there's an allocation amount towards education. We don't know if that allocation is in hiring more teachers, improving schools.
Infrastructure is a scale.
Do you know what I mean?
Like right now, what will make us be glued? What will make us to be glued on TV maybe the Madlanga Commission, but I'm going to take SAS.
It's scandal, Pen.
Because I'm okay, Madlanga.
Absolutely.
So, and Uketu is going to be there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now.
Mamel.
The numbers of that thing will be so high because we want to know which is going to turn on those that
worked with.
Or Uzo sugarcoat.
Yeah. Just for numbers.
But that is why even we lost interest in the Senzo Meiwa case. There was no juice. The first witness.
The people that spoke about the paper.
Yeah, Guze Uzandi legai one. It was juicy. Oh, was an umgani. It was juicy. After that, it was like yo.
Because it's technical.
Yo.
We watched.
Because I think it is technical. So that's why people don't watch it. And people want to watch the people they know, they can identify with, or people who always make headlines. That's why a lot of us were watching Mkwanazi as well.
We followed Oscar Pistorius's case.
From beginning to end.
Exactly.
Because it felt like it was moving as well. Each witness came with things, whether from defense, whether from Barik Mwangabokherinel. Everybody came through and they were touching.
We even know Periru.
They were punching and punching and punching. Now, you're watching a person who's speaking? There's not even light and shade.
What happened today?
Speech.
What happened today on the budget? On the midterm budget speech.
Oh, it
happened today.
Yeah, but inflation is still.
Yeah, inflation is still.
So drop us a voice note, as I believe. 063-688-0959. Do you actually pay attention to the budget speech, or do you just wait to see petrol and food prices? 4:21.
My fellow South Africans.
Oh, I mean, Hashem, I don't listen, like, not even a single word, not even a greeting on that speech. I don't listen. Mona, I'm a pricing, which, oh, wow. Sigu Pimanch, when did it happen? How did it happen? Yeah, but listening, I don't. I've never listened to any budget speech. Mona, I'm a price increase.
I'm afraid to cut family. Level 50 basis point as the CCVs in it. That's full of you, but we feel it. Or Yakupuga, Yagulas Pulakona, Maraga, Palo, yeah. I'm a basis point love and good Bashukid as Baz.
I mean, like Komuto was saying, they just drag instead of making things easy. You know what I mean? I guess it's the pressure of presenting to the country and to intellectuals and analysts
and investors.
Do you know what I mean? So
actual money.
But then they should have two speech. They've had conferences before, right? And those conferences were not necessarily aired to us mere mortals, right? So they can have that fancy speech with their buddies and their peers, and they would appreciate it. But if you're going to talk to us and you're telling me 20 million for health, you got to tell me we are buying new beds. We are building a new hospital. We're short of doctors, so we are going to employ 25 doctors. It's easier for me to digest it.
So during that speech, I didn't watch today. Do they invite politicians again?
Well, I mean, it's in Parliament.
Hey, Parliament.
So the MPs are present. Yeah, today happened to be a hybrid session, so some were physically inside.
Do you listen, Ayanda, like, for the whole 3 hours?
Ayanda will not say.
It's
work. Realistically, obviously, I can't stay plugged in the entire time because at some stage I'm here being asked if I listen. You know, if it was still speaking, I wouldn't be able to hear it.
So you don't listen.
But, you know, I honestly, even the Madlanga Commission, you know, I try to go home and try and stay with as much of it as is realistically possible.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be able to hold on to every word that they say. I mean, even the MPs themselves in this ad hoc committee, they're not always present, eh? Which is my name has been absent multiple times.
Yeah, they have all verbose.
Okay.
Oh, my word.
Taking your voice notes this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, drive moment, do you actually pay attention to the budget speech or do you just wait to see petrol and food prices?
Lanzito, we don't even watch that budget speech anymore. Remember, whether you watch or you don't, it's like petrol prices, they go up and down. You are not going to be consulted anyway, you are told. So what's the point? Your opinion never matters. So whatever happens, happens. Food prices go up, it affects us and creates a lot of poverty and all that. What can you say? It is what it is.
I don't understand half of it.
first 5 minutes, I'm bored. I actually even find out on the news the highlights of the things that perhaps affect me, like food, syntax. But
going to be honest, I don't pay attention to the budget speech because Mr. Gondwana's voice is not assuring. It's not comforting. So I really don't listen. I wait for Google after six to break it down to me gently. Guys, it's not the one. It just makes you want to panic for no reason. So I'll wait for Google after six to explain what he was talking about. Simplify it.
Then after that,
So, you know, yeah, unfortunately, you can't just have someone from a different portfolio presenting the budget speech. If a budget speech be either a presenter who Julius or who Figile Mbalula,
gonna go down.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also like what Mubulawa spoke about, the voice. You know, there's sometimes when people talk, they capture you.
Mm.
And the way they talk, not even just enunciation and pronunciation and all of that, but even their light and shade, you feel like, no man, Mutoncho's a story. So, gune light and shade. Our politicians speak monotonously through and through.
I would listen to Bob Jacob Zuma, especially when he has to respond. You see, maybe in the State of the Nation address, and then obviously the political parties will have questions, and then he starts responding. Because you know he's going to hoist shade. I would maybe have time for that. Maybe.
Because even Juju, I like Juju when he's not reading. Once he reads, he falls into politician mode. Do. But how says that? Where did he pump you?
Over Malcolm X.
I don't know. Get hundred. So, yeah, maybe we should do like media coaching for the politicians, just so that they can capture the crowd. No.
Do you think they listen?
No, you do it.
But I want my team
with me. I
have
no interest.
I want my drive.
We look like we are interested.
No interest.
I just wait for the highlights when they pop up on my social media. Of course, also, I feel very disheartened with the budget speech, watching it, because they say what they're going to do, and then I goes in, goes out the other. Everything's a kupuga all the time.
I mean, I don't listen, Vele, because these things are technical. And also, man, we have lost hope, man.
Your budget speech, I was sitting there watching TV. But the time I look up, like, he was saying thank you. But I didn't hear. What did that man say? He was talking, but I don't know. What did he say? I think this thing, it was just a waste of money. They were supposed to do a team's meeting and say what he wanted to say. And that's it. And they just stay home.
So, like Khomotso was saying, you know, we talked about, you know, simplifying things. Because someone was saying sometimes they say they're going to do this, they don't do it. And Khomotso was mentioning, like, okay, if they say they're going to build three schools, one in Tembisa, one in Bochum, one in Umlaas, then you have proof.
You can track it.
Yeah, you can track it. You know, as an ordinary man in the streets. Yari cigarette, all right, that one is easy. Mm-hmm. But those other ones, just definitely. Say, this is the budget that we have. But it means basically sometimes they go into it just saying, okay, this is the budget that we have for education without deciding what is it exactly they're going to do with the budget.
Yeah, when they do that impression. When they do that, that's why we have a commission where 60 million asazi pay lip.
It
was allocated to health.
Sweet king, I never pay attention to these things. I couldn't care less about the technicalities. What I'm more concerned about is the translation. I want to understand, what does this mean for me? So the what does this mean for me obviously comes in when food prices go up and down, when fuel prices go up and down. That's the translation. Give me translation any day, technicalities, right? You can miss me.
Mina bahluleka bathi u cupcake une family meeting. Level banibani uyakhuluma ngo asoka zanga mthathele ekhanda laba ngibangeka ngeke nje ngimoshe isikhatsi sami. Hayi, iziningi izinto engazenza ngesikhathi sokuthi ngihlale ngimamele labantu abalawa. Hayi, anyeke.
I do pay attention because if it's gonna affect petrol
only flour and so on because I use a lot of flour. I use a lot of bread. I use a lot of potatoes. So if it's going to affect petrol, that means the amatraka, lawa leta, flour and so on. So I do pay very, very, very close attention. Now I'm talking about change my price on my menu. So yeah.
Ah, oh, guys, me nae. Petrol ehlile or isteaks ehlile okunye nje futhi angizisuphe ngoba angazi ukuthi ngizothukwehle ngakuphi wena kwehlele bani ngoba kwehlele bona bomacapu nakusale thina sidla imbuya ngothi hayi siyokhalazela uyoshona ingane zakwethu.
Drive 959 with Glenn
Kumutso and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.